Chris Cuomo, there's a video out of him. The internet is buzzing over a video of CNN's Chris Cuomo having a public meltdown over a man who referred to him as Fredo. Joel, who's Fredo?
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't?
I was confused, too.
Oh, you never heard of Fredo?
No.
Oh, okay. And here's a cell phone video of Cuomo's outburst.
I thought that's who you were.
No, punk-ass is from the right call me Fredo. My name is Chris Cuomo. I'm an anchor on CNN.
You're much...
Fredo is from The Godfather. He was that weak brother. It's an insult to your people. It's like the N-word for us.
And hey, listen.
What?
I don't want any problems.
Yeah, you're going to have a big problem.
What's the problem?
It's a little different on TV. Can insult me like that.
Hey.
Then own what you said.
Listen, take them, I don't have a problem with you, man.
Yeah, you're going to have a problem.
What? What are you going to do about it?
I'll ruin you. I'll throw you down these stairs like a punk.
Please stop.
You didn't actually drink. You didn't know what you were doing.
I thought it was your name, man.
Get up now.
I thought it was your name.
You didn't know, right?
Hey, you didn't know what you were saying, right?
I thought it was his name.
I'm breaking it up. This is my buddy.
Hey, look at all these cameras.
You're in for it.
You're in for it.
I'm in for what?
Cuomo is Fredo, and Fredo is a beta male, it seems. I have no idea who Fredo is, but I know Chris Cuomo, from what I've seen, from that especially, beta male. He will forever be called Fredo. After all that, is Chris Cuomo an Italian or something? Oh, he is? And so, come here, Nick, for a minute. I need to find out who Fredo is, and is that because I remember there was a time when this guy called himself a Fredo. So, Nick is here, my producer. Is Fredo the same as Alfredo?
Wait one sec. Let me show some respect to the Hake chair.
That's funny.
That chair goes to someone. That chair only gets given up in an honorable way.
Amazing.
Maybe a fight to the death.
Really? I'm scared.
Fredo, I was trying to explain it to you like concisely, but it's a little hard. But Fredo's a character from The Godfather. And in The Godfather, Fredo is like, he's like the weak and dumb brother.
Oh.
So that's why he's taking offense.
Oh,
to
well,
it,
that
right?
fits in him then. Yeah. He is weak and dumb.
And then now the internet went crazy
this
with
Cuomo
Fredo.
Guy.
Yeah, the internet was crazy with this nickname, and they started making all sorts of memes. They started, like, putting his face on packages of Alfredo sauce and stuff.
Right.
So it's like, it would say A-L and then just his face, Alfredo.
Oh, my God.
So they're having a good time with this one.
And so Cuomo is Italian, right?
Yeah.
Is he an Italian?
Yes. When he's talking like this with that accent, he's getting all mad about it, you know?
Forget and so because it represents weakness. Yeah. That's what he's mad about on the phone, on the cell phone footage.
More than that, I mean, that's what he says in the footage, right? But I think it's like just an outburst because in the video he says to the guy, Fredo is what conservatives call me. Oh, conservatives, they call me that. So he's like taking offense to it because I think, in my opinion, he's just like mad that some guy who's against him is calling him out in public.
Joel, play 14-1 scene in a... In a 2010 interview, Chris Cuomo referred to himself as Fredo.
Yep.
Here's that soundbite.
That there is a group of people, of politicos, who always hint that they might run but don't necessarily plunge all the way, and they are members of La Cuomo Nostra.
So who am I then, Fredo?
Yes, exactly. So you better be careful that that your brother Andrew doesn't kiss you on both cheeks and then all of a sudden they take you out into the middle of the lake and then, where's Chris?
So why was it funny then, but
right?
Not funny now?
These CNN types, Democrat types, they love to play the victim card when it's convenient, right? Fredo is the N-word for me, but because it's convenient at that moment. Right?
That's amazing, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beta male.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, Nick had to go home for something. He had to go to Canada.
Yes.
So he flew into Canada day before yesterday, Monday, right?
Monday.
After the show.
After the show, I flew to Canada. Yeah, I flew, stopped over in Charlotte, and I made it to Toronto at like 1 a.m.
And then he took care of his business that yesterday. Yeah. And yesterday night, you flew back out to L.A. And when I got here this morning, you were in the studio.
Yes. I didn't even go home. I came straight here. I have stuff to do. Yeah, I have still have my bag and everything.
Apple Bear.
Ooh. You hear that, guys? Clip this one.
That's amazing, man. Yeah. Are you sleepy?
Very.
Yeah.
But you know, it's funny because like right now I'm not feeling it, and I got just stuff to focus on. So
yeah.
I'm sure it'll hit me later, though.
Well, thank you, man. That's amazing you flew in and out. Yeah. So the president responded to this outburst of Cuomo about being called Fredo. It's weird how he accepted it back in 2010, but it's only because he hates the conservatives. That's why he's acting out. Mm-hmm. So Donald Trump replied, "When a conservative, this is so true, folks. When a conservative does what Chris Cuomo did, they get destroyed by the fake news. But when a liberal like Chris Cuomo does it, Republicans immediately come to his defense. We never learn. I'm so sick of the Republican being said, right, old girls. I don't know what to do."
Because, like, some...
They're always coming in and saving the Democrats. Or, don't be this, be nice. And the Democrats are kicking their butts up and down the streets in all kind of ways. But they still want to be nice. Here's that soundbite.
"I think that what Chris Cuomo did was horrible. His language was horrible. He looked like a total out-of-control animal. He lost it. And frankly, I don't think anybody could defend him. Because he spews lies every night. So I don't know why anybody would defend him. But I watched it. I thought it was terrible. Anybody that would have seen Chris Cuomo would have said that was a disgrace.
Yeah.
Never seen me do that."
That's right.
Never see him do that. Yeah.
And where's the part when he says
that was
he's tired
tweet.
Of Republican? Oh, that was a
that
tweet.
That was a tweet, and then he went on and responded to it to cameras later.
Oh, so he tweeted out.
Yes.
When conservative does what Chris Cuomo did, they get destroyed by the fake news. But when liberals like a liberal like Democrat, when a liberal Democrat like Chris Cuomo does it, Republicans immediately come to his defense.
Exactly.
We never learn.
Yeah, he tweeted that and then went on to respond to those same comments saying that, why do we defend these people?
Why would a Republican defend something so stupid like this?
You know, I wonder sometimes because Republicans like to play nice and play fair. It's like, oh, you know, free speech for everybody. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, they always like to play. There's some Republicans that like to play fair and nice, but Democrats
won't play. But that's not fair. Yeah. I mean, this guy did act stupid. He acted like a beta male. What is there to defend by that? They should say, yeah, he did. He was wrong. He looked stupid.
According to reports, his daughter was right beside him, too.
Really?
And he's cussing like that and all that.
Beta male. I'm being told by my PR guy that Rush Limbaugh was the first to call Chris Fredo.
Oh, nice.
And he's been calling him that for years.
Oh, nice. And I'm betting that's why, oh, wow, that's why Chris Cuomo started off the video saying that's what punk conservatives
call
him.
Oh, yeah. Now it's falling in place.
Yep.
He probably hate Rush Limbaugh for him that.
And it just ticked him off, and he set him off that day.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing story, man. Beta males out here. Nothing but beta males. Yeah. Thank you, Rush, for whomever did it.
Yeah.
Nice job. But Chris acted an idiot. And by the way, CNN is defending him.
Yes.
They're like, no, we stand behind him.
Oh, yeah. All the way.
If a Republican had acted that way, especially someone on Fox News or something, they have been calling for him to be fired and everything.
And they would buckle.
Yeah. Right, and they would buckle.
Yep.
Such a sad way to live. Yeah. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow.
No.
Children today gonna suffer tomorrow. Have you ever heard that song?
No, never.
Oh, have you, Joe?
But you gotta cancel those words in the name of Jesus.
What?
You never heard that? Never mind.
What?
You ever heard somebody
What'd you say
that? Cancel those words in the name of Jesus?
Which words?
The words you said about the world.
It filled me with sorrow?
Yeah.
Why?
You never heard somebody say that?
That's a Canadian thing.
Oh, is that a Canadian thing?
No.
All the Latinos in my family, if I ever said anything that they didn't like, they'd be like, cancel those words in the name of Jesus.
crazy.
Yeah. It's like, what's that going to do?
I want you to see something that you don't know about.
What's that?
I want you to see something. Don't move.
Okay.
And you're not aware of, I don't think. You might be aware of this.
Right, I'm still.
You know, sometimes, you know, in Bond, we have a, in my nonprofit, we have a, and we've been around for 29 years, we have a Entrepreneur Academy, where we were teaching young men how to be businessmen, start their own businesses. And Joel is one of them. Joel has been in business for a year now, a little over a year, a month or two over a year. I mean, I think June was the year of this year, 2019, July, August. Well, he made a new video. What's your video about?
Oh, nice.
Are you able to see up there?
Yeah, for sure.
What video? Which one?
The one we're about to play, boy.
But you, I think you think it's. I told you that it was a skydiving thing.
Oh, we'll get to the other video later. Sorry, this is skydiving. Joel was skydiving.
Yes.
Can you imagine that?
I heard a little something about it. Like, I was watching the show, you know, trying to follow along, make sure everything was going good, and it went great, guys. By the way,
thanks. Right. You had it laid out really well.
Yeah. But I heard something about Joel skydiving. I also heard him say that the skydiving wasn't that big of a deal.
To what?
I mean, he was just hurling through the air at terminal velocity. No big deal.
It just wasn't as crazy as, you know, like your thoughts tell you, like, oh, you're about to be jumping like the movies. Uh-huh. But it was fun, though. Was
I got to say fun. I believe you, though.
Yeah.
For some reason, I believe you. Though.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so Joel was skydiving, y'all.
Ready?
For his birthday. Oh, by the way, today is your birthday,
today
huh?
Today is my birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Come here, Joel. This song is for you. Birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday, Joel. Nah. That's amazing.
Thank you.
No wonder you got to have on a new shirt and you grinning loud.
It came in right on time.
And messing up Read the D-Live. And
whatever.
Happy birthday. No wonder you said it right on time.
Yeah.
So how old are you today?
28.
Amazing. Yeah. That's an amazing age.
Uh-huh.
28. And so his girlfriend took him skydiving. Was she trying to kill you?
I think so.
It was her idea?
It was her idea. Nice. I think she was trying to get rid of me.
Oh, dang.
Not really.
It didn't work.
Sabotage the belt.
She should have made the parachute, what do you call that thing?
Parachute.
Yeah.
Slit a hole in the top.
No, made it slip over across the border into Texas. I mean, into Mexico. They can't find you over there.
Sacrifice his instructor.
Here's Joel skydiving this past Saturday for his birthday as a birthday gift from his girlfriend.
Yeah.
So you're going to jump out of a plane first time?
Yes, sir.
It's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Who you got with you?
This is Gracie.
What up, Gracie?
Hi.
It's a good name. Can't dive any Gracie. Any friends or family you want to say bye to? Sorry, hi to?
All of them.
All of them? Cool.
All of them. Love you.
Right on.
He said you want to say bye to him. I would have turned around.
Try to freak him out.
Then they burned it to the ground. And we could be together, baby.
Be together.
But I gotta leave soon.
I gotta leave soon.
Everybody's listening now. But we got nothing to lose. When I met you in the summer. When I met you in the summer.
I met you in the summer. Damn. That is amazing.
And he's here alive next to us.
Isn't that amazing?
I made it.
That's cool.
What a nice gift.
Yeah, That was cool.
I'm about to get me a girlfriend. Such a nice gift.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And you look cool in the little, when you were walking to the plane little flight.
Right.
Yeah.
You know that you knew what you were doing.
Right.
Nice.
But that plane, too, I'm like,
That was small.
Give me a real plane.
It was small, and it only could fit us four. And it was so, and then they left the gate open. So while we were up in the air, the gate was open, and the instructor kept like playing like aha, pushing me over to the edge. I'm like, look, you need to chill.
So who put the music to it? You or them?
Me. They do music too, but I, in order to make it short enough to play, I put the song together.
Are you able to show you landing? Show us your landing.
I didn't cut it.
Well, bring the landing part. We want to see you landing.
Okay. Well, I can't do it right now.
Not today.
It.
Bring it tomorrow.
Okay.
Can you bring it tomorrow?
Yeah.
I want to see you landing.
Okay. Yeah. I'll see if I can find the footage.
That should be interesting.
No footage, no proof.
I want to see Grace landing too.
Okay. Yeah.
That should be. So both of you guys jumped out at the same time, just had different instructions.
Right. Not at the same time, separate. So I went first, you went after, and we had separate instructors attached.
That's amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very nice, man.
Yeah, it was cool. Fun.
What a nice gift.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Mamma mia. Hola. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you, buddy.